Erev Tov. So we live in an exciting era, in a time when we can fulfill b'zman hazeh the mitzvah of Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, mitzvos hatfilus ba'aretz, mitzvos that people dreamed about. And now, in recent times also, there's the mitzvah of tcheles that possibly has also become available to us as well. And I want to discuss whether that possibility really indeed does exist today. I want to assess it. But first, before that, I want to talk about what is the mitzvah of tzitzis and tcheles together. So I think it's probably going to be at least a two-part shiur, just to understand some of the background of tzitzis and tcheles, and then what exactly is tcheles. First of all, we all know that the Torah in Vamidbar, Perek Tezvav, Posuk Lamed Ches, tells us that there's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on an arba kanfos garment. Right? It says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta lehem v'yasu lehem tzitzis, al kanfei v'gdehem l'dorosam, v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanof p'sil tcheles. Okay, that's the famous pasuk everyone knows. But what's interesting, and there's a reason I'm bringing this up, you'll see in a moment, but what's interesting is that it's not really clear how many tzitzis strings we're supposed to be pulling through. And there's a famous machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Menachos, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. There you find the following. Beis Hillel says that you're supposed to take three long strings and pull it through a hole in each corner of the garment. And Beis Shammai says you're supposed to pull through four long strings. And according to Beis Hillel, you pull three long strings, you fold it over, you get six. According to Beis Shammai, you pull four in and you fold it over, get eight. Right, a little shocking. We didn't know that, right? So it's Beis Shammai who says it. And it's interesting. Normally, of course, we all know that when it's machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so we paskin like Beis Hillel. But here it seems that we do paskin like Beis Shammai. What's the mocha for this? So you should just know that there's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that lists 18 times that we paskin like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. Okay, normally it's like Beis Hillel, but there are 18 times when we paskin like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. This is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So you dutifully go turn to Yud Gimel to Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Shabbos. You look at the list of 18 times. None of those times refer to tzitzis. Okay, so why do we paskin like Beis Shammai here? So there's a Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that says in the name of Rav Amram Gon that there is a Mesorah that in addition to those 18 times that we passed in like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, there are six more cases according to the Mesorah that we passed in like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. And on that list there is the din of tzitzis, that you're supposed to have four long strings pulled through the hole on each corner, folded over, getting eight strings. And that's how we get it. So basically, from that Mesorah brought down by Rav Amram Gon, we paskin like Beis Shammai, and that's how we get eight strings on each corner of our beged. That's Masechta Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And that's the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simin Yud Aleph, if you'd bays, we paskin exactly like this. That's four long strings pulled through, folded over, getting eight strings. Now, in this connection, in the beginning is memalef from a base. The Shulchan Aruch is in your Archaim Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Simin Yud Aleph Sif Yud Beis. Now, in this connection, the question of how many strings you're supposed to pull through. Normally, you know, when we think of halachic discussions, so we think of drashos, and we think of psukim, and we think of svara, different types of ways, precedent to prove a halachic psak. To what degree does halacha recognize archaeology as a precedent? If we could discover, let's say, what B'nai Yisrael wore in the Midbar three strings or four, you know, or four strings, three long strings or four long strings. What would we do? So the Gemara in Bava Basra discusses this then. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. It's Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in Bava Basra to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And there it talks about how Rabbi Bar Chana was led by an Arab tour guide through the Midbar. And this Arab tour guide had the power. It's an agadata, obviously, but it's the Arab tour guide had the ability to find all the Meisei Midbar, all the places where Am Yisrael had died in the Midbar, including where Korach and Adaso were swallowed up. But basically, he was going to give Rabbi Bar Chana the grand tour and to show them and to show him the Meisei Midbar. And not just the place, but show that he would actually see their bodies. And the Gemara records that upon seeing their bodies, which included tzitzis, or the begadim and the tzitzis on them, so he attempted to cut off one of the corners of one of the tzitzis, one of the abakanfos, to take it back with him to the back of the base medrash and show his chaverim what tzitzis look like on Jews walking around the midbar. But the Agadata says that he was unable to take it with him. The moment he cut it off, he was rooted to the spot, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been gozer that the Meisei Midbar had to remain in the Midbar, and apparently this was true not just for their guf, but even for their garments as well. So he couldn't take it with him. So he returned back to the Beis Medrash and without the tzitzis. So the Gemara records that his chaverim were very upset with him, because apparently he had not taken note of the type of tzitzis. I thought it's very hard to understand, but he didn't look whether it was three or four. I don't understand, but he didn't take note of it. And so they called him a very some not nice names. Rashi says that they called him a shota. that they called him a shota. Why didn't you tell us, bring back with you what the tzitzis were, so we should know, is the halacha like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel? But you see from this, I remember Rav Schechter once pointing out that he said, you see from this Gemara that apparently archaeology plays some role here, that if you can find what they used, that should play some type of role in deciding the halacha, have some impact on deciding the halacha. So, in any event, we're going to have to obviously return to that point, but you see already with Tcheles that this might be an important point. Now, so we do know that there's a mitzvah to put four long strings folded over, meaning eight strings, having tzitzis on the corners of our four-cornered garments. But the Torah adds that in addition to that is another din. It says, V'natnu al tzitzis hakanaf p'sil tcheles. What does that mean? You're supposed to put tcheles also. So, tcheles, the Gemara says, if you look in Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis, what does tcheles mean? So the Gemara says, doma l'yam, doma l'rakia. Some form of blue. Okay, whether it's a lighter blue, a darker blue, but it's some form of blue. That's what it seems like. It's Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis. But what's not clear is how many strings have to be tcheles. It says you're supposed to put tcheles, psil tcheles, but what does that mean? So the problem is the Gemara doesn't tell us either. And the result of this is a three-way machlokas rishonim about what, when the Torah says you're supposed to put psil tcheles on your garments, there's a big debate. So let's start from the minimum to the maximum. The Rambam writes, this is in Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. He writes that basically, if you have eight strings on each corner, so one of the eight has to be tcheles. So what does that really mean? Because you're pulling four long strings. It's half of one. Half of one long string has to be tcheles. tchelas. So you basically have three long white strings that are all white, and then the fourth white string, you dye half of it blue, you pull all of this through the hole in the corner of the garment, turn it over, and you have eight strings, one of them being blue. That's the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Tzitzis Perak Aleph Halachavav. Now the Ravid over there says no. Seal tchelas means that the whole string, meaning you have four long strings, so one of those four long strings, the whole thing should be blue. So if you have three white strings and one blue string, you pull that through and fold it over. How many? What's the division? Two blue and six white, six long. Okay, that's the Ravid. And the Ravid's comment on the Rambam is like, how convinced is he? How does he think about the Rambam? He calls the Rambam Ta'us Huzet. He's pretty convinced. He thinks that the Rambam is mistaken. And in fact, when you look in the Sifrei on Parshas Shlach, the Sifrei seems to support the Ravid. The Sifrei says, when it says Tchelis, what does it mean? Shlosha shel tsemer v'revius shel tchelis. The Sifrei, you have to remember, is Midrashi Halacha written by the Tanaim. The Tanaim wrote Halacha, meaning Mishnayos, right? And they also wrote Midrashi Agada, but they also wrote Halacha on Chumash, which is the Midrashi Halacha. They wrote the Sifrei, the Sifra, the Mechilta. So on the Sifrei, the way they darsh in the Pasuk, they say three of Shloshe Shel Tzemer, Revi Shel Tchelis. Yeah.
When it says Revi Shel Tchelis, does that mean that the Sifrei actually believes that the Tchelis is a material and not a sort of dye that you give to the Tzemer? Because it sounds like it's a different material.
Because it says Shloshe Shel Tzemer, I would just say
great. White, one blue. It's a three of one tchelis.
Right. I think the pshat is that three regular tzemer, and then the fourth one in addition has tchelis. Because basically the Gemara says, we'll get to this a little bit later, but tchelis has to be on tzemer. That's it. So it has to be that the fourth one is tzemer. Now, what's the Rambam going to do with that Sifrei? This phrase is pretty strong. So you'd have to reinterpret and say the Rambam means, when it says Revi'a Shel Tcheles, he means, and on the fourth string, there is Tcheles. Not that the whole fourth string is Tcheles, but on the fourth string is Tcheles. How much? So he'll say half. So it's a little dachuk, but that's what we'd have to say. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's Pshat in the Rambam. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tes, Sif Beis. He says that's how you learn the Rambam, that the Rambam really means, the way he interprets the Sifrei, is that the fourth string has some blue on it. Okay, so we've learned the Rambam, we've learned the Ravid. The next opinion, the third opinion, is the opinion of Rav Rishonim. If you look in Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Rashba. Okay, again, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Mordechai, and Rashba. They all say the same thing, they say half-half. Okay, I'll give you the Makaros in a minute. But basically, the Rav Rishonim seem to say that you're supposed to have two long strings of blue and two long strings of white. You put that through, fold it over, what do you get? Four of blue, four of white. Okay? If you want to look it up, it's Rashi in Menachos, Daf Lamed Ches Amad Aleph, Dibur Maschil HaTcheles. It's Rashi Menachos, Daf Lamed Ches Amad Aleph. Divrei Maskil HaTcheles. Tosfos is over there. Divrei Maskil HaTcheles. The Rosh in the back of Menachos in Hilchos Tzitzis Simen Vav says this. Mordechai in the end of Menachos, the back of Menachos, Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Tes says this. So the Mordechai is in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Tes. And the Rashba is over there also Menachos Taf Lamed Ches. Omer Aleph. Now, which one, when you're reading through these Rishonim, which one makes the most sense to you? Well, let's say it the other way. Which makes the least sense to you?
Actually,
the last one seems to make the least sense. Because why? Seal Tchelis. It sounds like one string. I mean, either one of eight or one of four, but one. But the way Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh, Mordechai, and Rashba all learn, you have minimally two. you know, depending how you're looking at it, it's 2 of 4 or 4 of 8. But there's no way that you can say psil tcheles. Right, just like psilei tcheles, something like that, but psil tcheles. Very strange. But nonetheless, that this is their position. The Baalei HaTosfos try to give a hesber for the position. The Baalei HaTosfos say, how do they get this idea that it's 2 out of 4 or 4 of 8? How do you know that's half-half? So the Baalei HaTosfos write, the kevan de trei mine boi rachmono, since the Torah requires two minim, meaning white and blue, svarahu sheyu shavim. It's logical that they should both be balanced, half of each. I don't know, but that's what Tosafot says. And what does it mean psil tchez? You have to say lav davka. I don't know. It's very difficult. But okay, those are the different opinions. Now, Tosafot also has to deal with the Sifrei. Remember the Sifrei that I quoted to you? The Sifrei said three of Tzemer and the fourth of Tzchelis. How does Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh Mordechai, and Rashba deal with that? So basically, the Baalei HaTosfos say, yeah, the Sifrei holds that way. That's difficult for us. But the Bavli doesn't agree. No, it's machlokes between the Sifrei and the Bavli. So they're not so bothered. We're passing like the Bavli. We're not so worried about the Sifrei. Right, but the way they feel, since the Bavli was so saying, that must be that it's half-half.
But Sifrei was Tanaim and
Bavli. Right, but the Mishnayos don't say anything. The Bavli does. Obviously, the Bavli's interpretation of the Mishnayos is that way. That's what Tosafot says. Okay, so. When you look in the Beis Yosef, in Or HaChaim, Simen Yud Aleph, quotes a smag, the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos, and the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos just quotes everybody. And you basically get the sense when you read through the smag and the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos that he holds that they're all fine. That's the sense that you get, that whether you're paskin like the Rambam, like the Ravid, like Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Mordechai, and Rashba, you're okay. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually understands, that's how he understands the smog. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Tes, Sif Beis, and Aruch Chaim, he says that's what the smog means. The smog is trying to tell us that all of them are okay. They're all kosher. Either one of them, any one of them is fine. Yeah. Yeah, it's an Aruch Chaim, Simen Yural. Now, the Beis Yosef, though, has a different approach to this. The Beis Yosef does not agree that that's the position of the smag, that they're all okay. He says, rather, the reason why the smag did not take a position was not because he was a pluralist over here. But rather, says the Beis Yosef, you know why the smag did not take a position? Because it wasn't halacha l'maaseh. He didn't have tcheles. So he didn't take a position. And the Beis Yosef himself does the same thing. The Beis Yosef, you see, the Lishitoso, he doesn't take a position, and because it's not halacha l'maaseh. Okay, so now we have these three opinions. We see that what a bit of a debate. If only one of them is really the right one, or maybe all of them are the right one, or maybe there is no position yet that achrola halacha l'maaseh yet. We're going to get to that in a moment. But I want to ask you a question. What would you think is the nature of the machlokes between these three opinions? Right now, we just laid it out in terms of what are the different opinions. Either 1 of 8, 2 of 8, or 4 of 8. But if one were to ask you, conceptually, from a lumdus perspective, is there a deeper machlokes over here?
No.
So the Netziv writes in his Hamik She'elah, the Netziv in his Hamik She'elah, it's his commentary on the She'iltos, in Simon Kuf Chof Zion, he writes as follows. It's called the Ha'amik Hey Ayin Mem Kuf She'ela. Because it's based on the She'iltos. It's the Sefer that made the Netziv famous, basically. So he thinks that the machlokes is as follows. He said, really, when you take these three opinions, you can divide them up into two groups. He feels the Rambam and the Ravid are one group, and Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Mordechai, and Rashi Bo are the second group. What is the two group? So he said as follows. He feels according to Rashi, according to the Rambam and Ravid, basically the mitzvah of tzitzis are four long white strings, or eight folded over strings. That's the mitzvah of tzitzis. And then, in addition, the Torah is telling us that you're supposed to die either one of the eight or two of the eight. But tzitzis are the white strings, are the eight white strings folded over. Tchelis is special din to dye some of those white strings. But according to Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Mordechai, and Rashba, says the Netziv, that's not the mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is there's two tracks in tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is two white strings, two long white strings, and two long blue strings. That is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Two long white strings and two long blue strings. Or four folded over white strings and four folded over blue strings. And they're two separate tracks in tzitzis. And the Netziv says, according to this latter group, according to Rashi, Tosos, Rosh, Mordechai, and Rashba, let's say you don't have tchelis. What do you do? Huh? He says, you know what you do? You have four strings on your corners. Instead of eight, you have four. You take two white strings, fold it over, because at least the white string tzitzis are that. That's what you do. Very shocking, right? Anyway, that's the Netziv. It's a pretty big chiddush, but that's the Netziv's that's his comment. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? I mean, if we to accept that there is tchelis bizman hazeh, how do we paskin between the Rambam Ravid and the Rashi Tosfos Rosh Mordechai and Rosh Bo? So, the first of the Bali halacha, I guess, would be the tour. Okay, look at the tour. If you had to guess, who would the tour paskin like?
Rosh.
His father. Okay, and indeed he does. If you look in the tour. The tour is in Simon Yud Aleph. So he says that it's two long white strings and two long blue strings. So in total, four white and four blue. The Taz in Orachaim, Simon Tes, Sifkot and Gimel, says, yeah, that's the halacha.
Would you repeat that, please?
Yeah, it's the Taz in Orachaim, Tes Gimel. You look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, that's the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah you can find in two places. It's in Simen Tes, Sif Katan Zayin, and it's in Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Nun Ches. Okay, and in both places, the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, we paskin four white and four blue. That's what you do. Half, half.
Simen Taz.
Yeah, like the Taz. Like the Taz and like the Tur. And yet, when you look at some other poskim... So let's add this. So who among some contemporary poskim say like this? So if you... Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita, he says this way as well. He says, look, in terms of for sure for Ashkenazim, he feels this is true, because you have Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Mordechai. You know, they're all Ashkenazim. And he said, moreover, you have the Mishnah Berurah, you have the Taz. That's how we should paskin. And that's what he does. He, I think on his own, I know, if his own chelis, that's what he does.
It's four on his...
Yeah, four blue and four white.
Wow.
Yeah, in terms of tying, it's a different story. But basically, that's how he paskin. Now, Rav Lichtenstein took the approach... Rav Lichtenstein Shlita says like this. He said to me, he thinks that while he understands this idea that Rav Schechter said, he felt that, you know... Since the whole Masorah was lost with Tchelis, it's hard to say there's a Masorah Psak for this. And the normal Klalim following the Poskei Ashkenaz shouldn't apply over here because we lost the whole Masorah. So he felt that now that levels the playing field. and now you just judge them on the merits. And he said, in terms of looking at the merits of the arguments, he felt that Rashi Tosfos, Rosh Mordechai and Rashba had the worst argument, because it says in the Torah, Psil Tcheles. And how it's so difficult to interpret Psil to mean four blue and four white, or two blue and two white. You know, it's very difficult. It challenges the imagination. And so therefore he said that either the Rambam or the Raivit, because their Psil would work. One way or another, you can interpret psil, psil tcheles. But he didn't feel so comfortable with the psak of half half. He doesn't. Listen. Different people have spoken to him about it. I've spoken to him numerous times, and he's told me that that he feels that either the Rambam or the Raivit are fine. That's what he said to me. Yeah, he does not wear it. Although we'll get to that position.
Why does the Torah comment on this? The Torah doesn't have like halachot or kashrut. Why are the Torah and Chazal commenting on things which aren't halachot by separate?
Well, I guess because it's working off tzitzis. I mean, tzitzis is halachot lemaisa. So, as a sniff of that, they brought it in. I imagine that's the answer. If you hold, if you say like this, like the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands the smag, then you got that. Then really all of them are going to be fine. You're right. Now, let's ask another question. So we talked about the different shitos of tcheles. Let's say a person doesn't have tcheles. Because you don't wear tcheles. Is that okay? What does that mean? And what does tcheles do for us? Like, how important is it to have tcheles on our tzitzis? That's really the question. So the Gemara Menachah, Staf Lamed Ches Amad Aleph to Lamed Ches Amad Beis, discusses a machlokes tanoim about this question. And basically the question that they're struggling with is, do we say tcheles ma'akev es alavon v'lovon ma'akev es tcheles? Or do we say, no, ein tcheles ma'akev es alavon v'ein lovon ma'akev es tcheles? Which means, do we say that it's totally fine to have all white tzitzis or all blue tzitzis and you're fine? Or do we say they're ma'akvin zetze? And that if you have, if you don't have white, or alternatively, if you don't have blue, you're in trouble. You can't do tzitzis. You need both to be yotze the mitzvah tzitzis. So how do we pasuk it? We pasuk that either one's fine and you yotze, or without both, you cannot get the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's machlokes tana. So if you look in the Baal HaMa'or, the Baal HaMa'or Masechet Shabbos relates to a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Hei Amud Beis tells us about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, who acted with great kavod and great preparation for Shabbos. And it discusses elaborates about how he prepares himself and for Shabbos and how he would wear nice garments and he would wear his talis and go out to the Sodeh and be mekabel Shabbos. Fine. And then the Gemara there has a brief discussion about it. So the Baal HaMa'or in the back of the Gemara, on the Rif, if you look in the Rif in Shabbos, Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Dapei HaRif, relating to that Gemara, the Baal HaMa'or tells us something very fascinating. Maybe the real word is off the charts. Something that nobody else says. The Baal HaMa'or says the psak halacha lemaisa is that tcheles is ma'akev es halavon and lavon is ma'akev es tcheles. If you don't have both, don't even bother putting on tzitzis. That's what he says. And he says if you wear an arba kantos, if you wear a four corner garment and you put tzitzis on there, without both, you know, do you only put on, let's say, white tzitzis, like we do? He says, you're being mavatal of mitzvah saseh menatara, because you're wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. That's the Baal HaMa'or. Strong, strong stuff. Yes?
Does that mean he didn't wear tzitzis?
Huh?
Does that mean he didn't wear tzitzis?
Yeah. He did not wear tzitzis. Because in his opinion, they didn't have tzitzis. In his opinion, it didn't exist. Okay. Now, all yeah. Yeah, you throw in all these things. Let's throw in a number of things. Okay, according to the Balmor, a person who wears an arba kanfos with tzitzis. Number one is mevatel mitzvasei min haTorah of tzitzis. Number two is making a bracha levatol. Number three on Shabbos if he wears them, and it was just a rabban without an eruv is chayiv misa because he's carrying and it was just a rabban d'oraita. Yeah, yeah.
Does that mean he would not wear an arba garment like you would cut off on corners, or you're allowed to wear it and because you can't do the mitzvah of the pater?
You would not be able to wear an arba kanfos.
So he just wore a round garment?
Yeah. Yeah.
But wasn't the yellow? We don't want that.
Like a little bit back. We said that from Shachter was going according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz and Shur. Who says the other way that we go along to the Rabbi?
Rav Lichtenstein said this way. I think Rabbi Riskin. I think the Rabbi Riskin favors the Ravid.
There were no contemporary.
Yeah, there's no. I mean, there aren't that many. The truth is, in terms of it hasn't. In terms of contemporary poskim, people are shying away from it. But yeah.
What exactly Menachos? Was there a focus of that, and what did they agree with?
In Menachos Daf Lamaches, I'm an Aleph Lamaches and Mebeis. There was a discussion about whether Tcheles is Ma'akeves HaLavon, or Lavon is Ma'akeves HaTcheles, or no, there ain't a Ma'akven Zetza. That's the Machlokes Kanoim.
There's Machlokes Kanoim, why is it so crazy for Lamor to say that?
Well, he paskins in a way that we don't behave. I mean, according to him, basically, there's no mitzvah. We can't do tzitzis today. And it's also to put on tzitzis.
But that was one of the sides of the Tanakh.
I'm sorry?
That was one of the sides of that.
It's one of the sides of the Tanakh. Yeah. But it's shocking because we don't think that way at all. Like in terms of tzitzis, right? It's now, all other Rishonim disagree with the Baal HaMor. Everyone else. Just an example, take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, and then take a look at everybody else. That we paskin that Tcheles eino ma'akev es halavon. The lavon eino ma'akev es hatcheles. They're not ma'akev in zedze. You can wear all white. You can wear all blue. It's fine. You get the mitzvah with all white tzitzis.
Does anybody wear all blue?
Not that I've seen. But I'm just saying in theory. Now, what's interesting is that we paskin this way. Akedekach. That there's no suffix about it, because we're not even worried at all, typically, about the Baal HaMor. I'll give you some examples. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Orach Chaim, Simen Yud Gimel Sif Beis. It's in Orach Chaim Simen Yud Gimel Sif Beis. So he writes that not only is one allowed to wear tzitzis without tchelis and say a bracha. Okay, so in other words, you can wear tzitzis without tcheles, and you're not mevatel mitzvah sasei of tzitzis. On the contrary, you get the mitzvah, and you say a bracha. We're not worried about a bracha levatala. And usually when we say safik brachos, what do we normally do? Safik brachos lahakel. Here he says, no, you say the bracha. There's no safik. But also he says that on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk around with the tzitzis, even in Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa. We're not worried at all about it being a masoi, about being a burden, a load. You're not at all in violation of hutzah. It's a real mitzvah of tzitzis.
Question.
Yeah.
But since it's a beggar, even if you say that, it's not tzitzis, isn't it a beggar type of clothing, and therefore you'd be fine?
You're asking according to the Baal HaMor.
I'm saying according to the Shulchan Aruch, he says it's such a not an issue that if you walk around.
Well, because he holds it's a mitzvah, because he says you get the mitzvah.
The strings would be
the strings.
But we're talking about the Baal HaMor says the strings are pointless, so what are they there for?
No, my question was more on, since it's a beged, the strings are on the part of a beged, it wouldn't be an issue because it's clothing.
Right, so the question is, can we consider clothing? So according to the Baal HaMor, he was going to argue that maybe it should be considered a problem. At least others would say this. What you're saying is not so far off. There is an argument to be made, but like what you're saying, we're going to address it very, very shortly. Okay? Let me ask you a question, though. Let's say you want to wear tzitzis on Shabbos, Friday night. Why am I asking a question about Friday night?
Because the night.
Because at night time, there's a machlokas rishonim with you, chayv and tzitzis. Right? The Rambam says that tzitzis is toloi in zman. So according to the Rambam, that means that during the daytime, we're obligated in tzitzis, right? Because it says a reason also. But on the nighttime, since you can't see them, so there's no mitzvah tzitzis. The Rosh doesn't agree. The Rosh says that the Rishon also teaches us that what type of beged is it? Is it a beged shel laila or a beged shel yom? So he says the beged shel yom is obligated in tzitzis, and the beged shel laila is potter from tzitzis. But it doesn't make a difference when you wear it. So in other words, if you walk around with your pajamas are a beged shel laila, presumably, right? So if you walk around with pajamas during the daytime, according to the Rosh, what's the din? Mm. You're not obligated in tzitzis because it's a beged shel laila. Conversely, if you walk around with your normal clothing at night, it's beged shel yom, so it's obligated in tzitzis. So to machlokes rishonim at night, are we obligated in tzitzis? So maybe one would say Friday night, where there's a rishus harav and doraisa, there's no erev. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. Maybe I shouldn't be allowed to wear tzitzis at night on Friday night. So the rishonim paskin. That it's okay, and if we'll take a look. Rabbi Kivega quotes the Tshuva Sarif. Rishonim typically are fine, but I'm going to mention who's machmir, the Tshuva Sarif. Let's start with Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Yud Gimel Sifkat and Beis. He quotes the Tshuva Sarif that says that It's in Aruch Chaim Yud Gimel Beis. The Rif is Machmir. The Rif says you can't walk around Friday night with tzitzis because of this problem that I raised. You're not obligated in tzitzis Friday night. But then Rabbi Kivega goes ahead over there and he says all the other Rishonim disagree. They say it's totally fine. And he quotes more Achronim this way, that this is the halacha, that even whether it's Shabbos day or Shabbos night, doesn't make a difference. We can walk around with tzitzis. So the question is why? Go ahead.
There's no issue of Rishamoso. Is that the Rambam?
Right. There's no Rishamoso. So the Rambam says the zman is kovea, not the beged.
Is it dafka night or is it any time that you can?
It goes by zman.
Okay. So
zman laila or zman yom?
Okay. So if there's candles in the room, would the Rambam say not dafka?
Right. Okay. Right. Correct. So when you look through the Achronim quoted by Rabbi Kivega, what would be the rationale to justify wearing tzitzis Friday night? And after all, the Rambam says you're not chayav. It's a good shaila. So the answer is this is sort of what Akiva mentioned, that if you have a beged that has tzitzis on it, in principle, is this a good beged? And now the tzitzis in principle supposed to be there?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. They're supposed to be there. And is it the derech to wear a tzitzis on an arba kanfos?
Yes.
Yes. And are the tzitzis attached to the arba kanfos?
Yes.
Yes. So given all that, basically what we're saying is we have mechubar lebeged. The tzitzis are mechubar lebeged. There's a din. Mechubar lebeged ke beged dami. Anything that's attached to a beged is considered like a beged, provided that it's darko l'kach, as long as it's the normal way to wear the beged in this fashion. So, since we are obligated in tzitzis, and we do believe, we paskin that tcheles ain't a makev es alav, and so we walk around with white, at least with white strings, on the arba kanfos. So it is the derech l'kach, and the mechubah the beged, so even if Friday night it's not obligated, but since in general it is darko l'kach, so it's okay. That's what the Achronim say. And I want to share with you an interesting comment in the Mitziv that relates to this point. Yeah?
Based off of the Rush, would you say that women are actually chayav in tzitzis?
I didn't hear what you said?
Based off the Rush, is there a story to say that women are chayav in tzitzis?
Because you were saying it's not Zman Grama. It's an interesting point. In other words, it's It's not a din at all. If theoretically, if they walk around only with beged shel yom, so they always be obligated.
So it's not grama. It's just wherever you wear it.
It's really beged grama.
Put it this way. I mean, there is a machlokas. Like if you go to the Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, which is the makor for the patur of women. In Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama. So Rashi says, the way Rashi formulates it, you would be correct. Rashi says, what's Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama? Shehazman gorim lo shetavo. That the zman is the gorim for the mitzvah. So according to the Rashi, it doesn't sound like it's the zman directly, but it's the beged that's the cause. So it could be, but many Rishonim and Achronim don't read it in that narrow fashion. They typically assume that whether it's a zman gorim or even if it's a chefetz that's gorim, the point is as long as there's some zman as a factor, then we say this is a shezman grama. It's a good point. Okay, so in any event. The Netziv has the following comment. The Netziv wrote various commentaries. He wrote the Yahamik She'ela, which I already quoted to you. He wrote the Hamik Davar. He also wrote the Meshiv Davar, which is his Chuvos. And his Chuvos Meshiv Davar, Chelik Aleph, Simon Beis, he tells us the following story about the Maharami Wittenberg. The Maharami Wittenberg, who was like the chief rabbi of Ashkenazic Jewry, apparently was makbida on Shabbos. He would not walk around with tzitzis in a rishus harabim. He wouldn't wear his arbakan. He would take off his arbakanfos because of the concern. Because of Weinman. But that's a fact. He wouldn't walk around in a rishus harabim with his arbakanfos and tzitzis. He would remove it before he went.
Both at night and both at night.
No, yeah, but there's bein bayom, bein balayim. So why was this? Why did he do it? So the Netziv says that there were two schools of Talmidim of the Maharami Wittenberg, and the different Talmidim said different things. One school of Talmidim said the reason why their Rebbe, the Maharami Wittenberg, did this was because he was concerned that over Shabbos maybe his tzitzis would tear, and he wouldn't realize it. He ended up carrying on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and Doraisa, so he didn't wear it out of that concern. So the Netziv says that's not really correct. He said these Talmidim weren't really close to the Maharami Wittenberg. The ones who really got it right who said the following. The Maharami Wittenberg was Choshesh for the Baal HaMa'or. He was worried about the Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or, it's true, is a Shitas Yachid. But since the Baal HaMa'or said that Tcheles is Ma'akev, it's a Lavon, then the upshot of that is that there is no mitzvah of Tzitzis Bizma'akev. You can't be Mekayim Tzitzis. So then it would mean that on Shabbos, if you're wearing just white strings, it means you're wearing just white strings, not tzitzis. And therefore you're carrying on Shabbos. So because of this, the Maharami Wittenberg, out of concern for the Baal HaMa'or, he didn't wear tzitzis or his arba kanfos on Shabbos. But what about Bracha Levatola? That he wasn't worried about because that's not, it's a regular issur. But Shabbos, you're talking about the Issacharis and the Issaskilot and it's a Chomor. So there he was choshesh for the Baal HaMa'or. But for the Bittul Mitzvah Saseh, or for the Bracha Levatola, there he said, I'm not worried. Okay? I'll tell you a quick story. Many years ago, there was this little boy in camp, in a sleepaway camp, that the first week in camp on Shabbos, the counselors were checking that everyone was wearing tzitzis. And this little boy wasn't wearing tzitzis. The counselor says, you know, you better go back to your bunk and put on tzitzis. And the boy said, absolutely not. And the counselor said, you know, what chutzpah, you know, how can you say no? You know, that's the policy in the camp, you got to put on tzitzis. The boy said, absolutely not. So they took him to the camp director and they were ready to boot the boy out of the camp. And the camp director said, the camp policy is this. And the boy says, absolutely not. So the camp director says, where do you get off saying something like this? So the boy says, my grandfather told me this one. So the camp director said, and who exactly is your grandfather? So the boy said, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. The Briskers apparently were worried about this as well. I don't know all of them, but Chaim was known to have a nail or some hook right by the entrance to his home, inside his home. So right before he'd walk out, he'd take off his tzitzis and hang it up on the nail.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. On Shabbos. On Shabbos. On Shabbos. Yeah, whether it's Friday night or Shabbos day. So either way, he did it. And apparently, there were other briskers who continued this. This did. Yeah.
If you're in Erev, though, which I'm assuming can't qualify as a finisher.
Listen, it's a little boy. I don't know whether he knew this, you know, and the probabilities he didn't hold there. He's a true brisker. I mean, if there's no air, I don't know. I'm not sure. I never saw. I've only seen Mount Shabbos here in Alon Shvat. I know he carries an Alon Shvat, so I don't know. Okay, now, the Netziv was not worried about this from him. He said he thinks this is not, you don't have to worry at all about this. Why not? So, in a revealing letter to the Chafetz Chaim, he had some correspondence with the Mishneh Berurah. So, he, in the middle of criticizing the Mishneh Berurah on a particular psalm, the Mishneh Berurah basically wrote that the Talis Katan, a lot of people wear Talis Katan, it's pretty Katan, it's pretty small. And the Mishneh Berurah was very worried about this, and he said that better not to say a bracha. You wear it, but he said don't say a bracha on it when you put on your talis gadol. Or if you hear someone else saying a talis gadol, have the motzi you, because he's not sure if you really chayev, because it's not a shir of a beged, it's so small. And then, moreover, the Mishneh Berurah says that maybe it's better to refrain from wearing a talis katan on Shabbos, because, well, at least if it's really small. Because it's maybe too small for a shir begin, therefore it's not chayv and tzitzis, and you're carrying it, which is a rabin d'oraisa. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. So the Netziv says, what are you talking about? He said, it's the derech, people wear it all the time. And mechubel begin kebegin dami, and if it's dark oblikach, and it is dark, everyone walks around with these begadim, and therefore it should be fine. But what you see from this, the Netziv says, he says, even al hatzad, that you know, that one wants to worry about the Baal HaMa'or, but all the other Rishonim say it's fine. And the Minog Yisrael is that we walk around with tzitzis during the week. So if we walk around with tzitzis during the week on the beged, so that means it means it's darko b'kach on the beged all week. So on Shabbos also, we haven't changed the nature of the beged. This beged, it's dark of a kach to where it sits, and it's mechub of the beged ke beged. I mean, therefore, it's not a problem. I didn't understand why we should be so machmir. If you want to see, we'll end with this. Support for this psak is found in a very, I mean, anyone who's post Holocaust can relate to this Ramah. The Ramah writes in Or Chaim, Simon Shin Aleph. Sif Chaf Gimel. Again, Shin Aleph, Sif Chaf Gimel. He quotes the Or Zeruah. Okay, the Or Zeruah was a Rishon. I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you, but why did he call himself the Or Zeruah? So he writes in his Hakdama that he really likes the Pasuk, Or Zeruah La Tzadik Elishulev Simcha. I told you guys? Right, that it spells out Rabbi Akiva, but the last letters, Or is a Resh, Zeruah is an Ayin, La Tzadik is a Kuf, Lishrei, good. Lev is a vet, Simcha is a hay. So shall we keep it the hay? But shall we keep it the hay? So he liked the pasuk, so he called himself the Or Zeruah. So anyway, the Or Zeruah tells the following, that apparently in Ashkenaz the Pope had required the Jews to wear a yellow badge as a badge of shame. Okay, it wasn't the Nazis who started this. Started with the Pope, but the Pope definitely in the Middle Ages did this. So they sewed it onto their garments, and they all week they have these badges on them all week long. So the question came up: Are they allowed to wear these badges on their garments when they walk outside? What are they going to do? They're going to be stuck.
You mean on Shabbos?
On Shabbos. I'm sorry. On Shabbos, are they allowed to wear these badges? Or do they have to stay indoors? So the Or Zeruah says, Mechubah lebegi, kebeged dami, b'makom shedarko lekach. He says, since it was normal for them, unfortunately, to wear this badge, even though it wasn't sewed on so tightly, it was just, they attached it in a light fashion, but since it was normal for them to wear it, it was Mechubah lebegi, kebeged dami, because it was darko lekach. And so the Rama says that when you have other cases where you're carrying things, let's say you have something sewn in, like you look at your shirts, okay? You have you probably have a designer label or some label inside, right? Or maybe it's not, it just tells you the size of your shirt. How can you walk around with that in Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa on Shabbos? It's no mitzvah to walk around with the design, although some people think so. But it's not, it's certainly not the size of your shirt. So the answer is, it's mechubah lebegi, kebegi dami b'makom shedarko lekach. So since it's attached and it's normal to walk around with these things and you don't remove them, it's fine. Or you ever see the buttons? Like a lot of these shirts have extra buttons sewed on. How can you do it? It's a maso, you're carrying? No. Mechubah lebegi, kebegi dami b'makom shedarko lekach. So that's how we pass, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. But as from next week, we'll continue our discussion of the Tchelis and its role in Tzitzis. Erev Tov.
Wow, because he's